I got my first guitar when I was 13. I started writing and singing and playing, you know, and so I was always doing it, but I never thought, oh, I'm definitely going to write all the songs I record. But once I started really seriously writing, I couldn't see not writing them all at, you know, and that's not to say I never will, but at this moment, I feel like I have a lot to say, and I think, especially since I have a unique sound and all of these things, it kind of goes hand in hand, and so for me, writing is really important right now. Everything's exciting for me because I've been working on this record for a really long time. I started writing it, you know, 2012 and recording it in 2013. And so to me, the music isn't necessarily new anymore, but when I get to take it to new people, it gives it a new life for me. And so every time a new step like that happens, I'm excited. I have a vinyl version of my record, and it's a double vinyl. Since there's so many songs on my record, there's 14 songs already. To make a vinyl sound good, you either have to cut some off or make it a double. And so I added a couple bonus tracks, a couple covers that I really liked and thought would add something else to the record. And I did them live. So it's kind of got just some extra, you know, stuff going on there. I went in the studio and recorded them live on one mic. And I think that those two songs in particular, I wish I had written those songs, you know, and I offered a fresh take on them. It doesn't sound just like the recording that the Zombies and the Beach Boys did of these songs. So, and it's fun as an artist, especially records you really love, artists you really love, to buy their record and to have the artwork and to have all the credits and to have all that in your hand is I think it's special. It's something you don't get from digital, even though you can have the digital, you know, PDF or whatever of the artwork. It's just not the same as holding it in your hand. So I think it's important. That's why I made a vinyl, you know. I never say anything about it, but people bring it up, of course. You know, you just, if you Google, you can find out who my parents are. So, you know, and especially in the country world, since I am in the country world, people are familiar with them. But, you know, it's not something that I ever bring up. And I'm trying to really carve my own path. And I really respect everything they've done, and I think they're great. And I'm very independent, and that's why I released independently in the first place, was I was trying to get out there and make a name for myself my own way. And so that's kind of how I feel about it. But I'm proud of them, and they're very talented, in my opinion. No, you know, I don't, because honestly, I got offered deals early on just because from people hearing me sing, and for that very reason. And I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think that in the end that's going to serve you, you know. If somebody's signing you just for that, or somebody wants to give you an opportunity just for that, I just don't think that's the best opportunity for you. I want them to do it because they believe in my music, and I think that means they're really invested, you know. So no, I don't really go that route. Hey, it's Aubrey Sellers. I'm at Austin City Limits with Grammy Pro.